Hare Krishna. Focus on the present, but don't fragment it from the future. Live in the present, people say. Yes, live in the present. Now we live in an age of huge distraction. The distraction can be because of gadgets, which give us notifications and this and that, which can distract us. Or that distraction can also be from our mind itself. We are doing one thing, but our mind is caught up in, oh, maybe about, what about that? What about that? Our mind oscillates between the past and the future and doesn't focus on the present. So in that sense, live in the present is a valuable thing to tell us. Yes, we should live in the present. Whatever we are doing, we focus on that activity, and by focusing on that activity, we can do it well rather than not get distracted. At the same time, we shouldn't just get caught in the activity without considering its consequences. So live in the present, but don't fragment it from the future. We shouldn't think that the present is all that is going to exist and there is going to be no future. The present is going to give birth, is going to be one of the factors that determines the future. And actions have consequences. Or sometimes we may just engage in gross sense gratificatory activities, immoral, anti-devotional activities, and these have karmic consequences. If we use live in the present as the only governing doctrine of our life, then we may think, oh, I'm enjoying right now, let me enjoy. I will not worry about the future at all. No, yeah, we have to choose our present actions in a way that they bring a bright future for us. Otherwise, we may think I am living in the present, but the present will become the womb of misery in future. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita when he talks about the nature of passionate pleasures. In 18.38, he says, Vishayendriya sanyoga yattadagre amritopamam pariname vishamiva tatsukham rajasamsmritam. So he says, Vishayendriya sanyogad, that when there is a contact of the senses and the sense objects, Vishayendriya sanyogad. Vishaya is sense objects, Indriya is senses, sanyoga is contact. When there is contact of the senses with the sense objects, Yattadagre amritopamam, there is nectar in the beginning. Amrita is there in the beginning. But what happens thereafter? Pariname vishamiva. Afterwards, there is poison, pariname vishamiva. What is the tatsukham rajasamsmritam? This is happiness in the mode of ignorance. In the mode of passion. That means we may enjoy right now, we may say live in the present, focus on the present, but don't fragment it from the future. That means if we think, oh, the present is all I'm going to have, I may just enjoy the food that I'm eating. But if I overeat, I may get a stomach upset, I may throw up later, I will get obesity, maybe diabetes, I'll have a lot of health complications. So we need to focus on the present, but we can't fragment it from the future. That means we know that the future is going to come and the present is going to determine the future in a significant way. So let me may act in the present in a way that it brings about a bright future for myself. Not that I want the present itself to be enjoyable. Sometimes in the present, we may have to do actions which are not enjoyable, which are unpleasant, but that unpleasantness in the present will give birth to pleasantness in the future. That is the nature of happiness in goodness. In 18.37, Krishna says that Yattadagre vishamiva pariname amritopamam tatsukham satvikam proktam atmabuddhi prasadajam. Yattadagre vishamiva, that which is like poison in the beginning. Pariname amritopamam, but the result is nectar. So for example, a student may not want to study, and if the student is told to live in the present, focus on the present, yes, that will not be very pleasant. But if the student keeps studying, then gradually there will be understanding, there will be good marks, there will be a bright career, and there will be auspiciousness. So pariname amritopamam, the result is nectar. And this is what one should strive for. So we focus on the present, even when the present is unpleasant, we focus on it knowing that it is the womb of a bright future. And knowing that we can't do anything about the past, we can't do anything about the future directly, We focus on the present, but knowing that the present leads to the future, we don't fragment the present from the future. Rather, we connect with the present, connect present actions with future ramifications of the actions, and therefore choose the present actions that bring about auspiciousness in future. Thank you. Hare Krishna.